Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. Today, I really wanted to talk to you guys about the 36-week checkup that I had last Friday. 36 weeks also means 9 months. I wanted to talk to you about it, and I wanted to also give you, a rundown of what happens during that 6 week check or that 36 week checkup, and I also wanted to tell you about the news that I got from our doctor and how things are probably going to be moving really fast. And so yeah, I'm also going to give out a warning and tell you that I'm not going to be discreet. I'm going to tell you what happened because that way everybody knows. Everybody who, is going through the same, getting ready to go through the 36-week appointment, or if you're just curious and you want to know in advance. So, first of all, the 36-week appointment is the first appointment for me in any doctor's appointment I've been to that they actually have you remove your pants and underwear. They are going to take a swab. They are testing for I believe it's a bacteria that is not harmful to any of us, and as adults, but if you test positive for it, then it can be harmful to the baby if the baby is born vaginally. The way they correct this the way they test for it is obviously you take your pants off, you put your legs up, or you put your legs together and then separate your knees, if you know what I mean, butterfly. And then they will go into your vagina, and they just swab it real quick. And then when I was pregnant with Tyler, they do touch your butthole. I'm going to tell you now, they do touch your butthole. When I was pregnant with Tyler, they did not go into my butthole. When this one, they did. And I will honestly say that it hurt. It doesn't feel comfortable. I guess the best equivalent that I can give a girl, in size, in, feeling-wise, is it pretty much felt like you are pulling out a dry tampon, but not out of your vagina, if that makes sense. It's about, it's not comfortable, but it is quick. It is very invasive and very awkward, but I promise you the doctor does it every day and plenty of times. Make sure you're comfortable with your doctor because, you know, in the beginning of pregnancy, make sure you're comfortable because you're about to get real close. they test for that. And then if you test positive, which again, if you do, it's nothing you can do. I asked my doctor this time because I did test positive with Tyler. I tested negative for it this time. And I asked her if there's any way we can prevent it, and she said no. If you have it, you have it. If you don't, you don't. And yes, if you have it one time, you cannot have it the next time, because that's what happened to me. I have a few theories of why I tested positive last time and not this time, but I also don't know, so I'm not going to say. If you test positive before you give labor, they are going to give you penicillin. Yeah, they're going to give you penicillin through an IV line before you have the baby, and then you will be fine. As long as you have that in your system, you are fine. Why that works, how that works, I don't know, but that is what happened with Tyler. I had penicillin before I got her, before she came out, and then she was fine. And then if you don't have it, if you test negative, then you just don't get any penicillin before you have the baby, which is totally fine too. So either way, you are okay. Either way, the baby is okay. I will say that I did feel gross about myself when I found out I tested positive last time with Tyler. But again, it is nothing that we can control. It is nothing that we are doing. So it is totally normal.
Pink. See the blacks on the top? Pink.
No pink.
No. See the blacks on the top?
I do.
But I want pink. But there's black on the top.
Baby, these are mommy sticky notes. These ones are yours. Okay. Hey, if you're going to walk away from the table, I need to put the lid back on the marker, please, okay? Sorry, guys. So she's currently really mad at me. So yeah, besides that, your doctor's visit should go pretty well. Sometimes they check for dilation, sometimes they don't. I really wish that they checked for dilation this time, this visit, but they didn't. When I was pregnant with Tyler, they did. And so, they also check, like, your weight, they check your blood pressure, sometimes they take your temperature. They didn't take my temperature this time. They did take my blood pressure, and they did take my weight. They will talk to you about, like, what to expect and these next few days, and kind of, like, ask you about other symptoms, like your swelling. Be very, very... pay attention to your swelling. Yes, swelling is normal in pregnancy, but there also can be a few other risk factors that I am experiencing currently, which is the other thing that I wanted to talk about. So, the news I got from the doctor was I had really high blood pressure when I went in, and she was a little concerned. And the reason why I say pay attention to your swelling is because I have had high blood pressure last time I went in. I was at 149 over 102. I don't know what those number means. I do know that that is high. But other than, like, I don't know what blood pressure is. Like, I get that it's, I don't understand it totally. So, but that was my blood pressure. It was 149 over 102. And she said it was high. And then she started asking me other questions. She asked me if I'm swelling. I said, yes, I am swelling. She asked if my heart is beating too fast, like palpitations. I said, yes, I have a few times where I cannot catch my breath because my heart is beating so fast. And because of my answers, she asked a few things and I said no. Like, I didn't say yes to everything, thankfully. And so we found out she had requested lab work, and so I went and I got my blood drawn. I also took pee in a cup so that they could test my urine to see if there's protein in my pee. I'm assuming all of those came out normal. I'm assuming those all came out normal. I know the blood work came out normal. I don't know about the pee test, and I also, but with all that coming out normal, I'm hoping that what she has plans for next Friday doesn't happen. So, because I have high blood pressure, that can cause a strain on my body and on the baby's body, and so they are wanting to induce on Friday, this freaking Friday, January 22nd, if I go back to the doctor with high blood pressure, then I believe they're going to want to induce. However, I don't know because my blood work came fine. So, I still have to call the doctor, but it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so I can't call them today. However, I am super... I'm not looking forward to getting induced, but at the same time, I... like, understand that it's going to be better for Mason to come out, and that way there's not all, like, it doesn't affect my body as much, it doesn't affect his body as much, but yes, so we did find out that we might be having Mason this weekend, and we are super excited, super stressed out. Jeremiah's mostly just excited. He's definitely ready to see what the baby boy looks like. I'm ready to see what he looks like. I'm super stressed out because birth is scary, guys. It is scary no matter how many times you go through it. It's scary because each one is different. Every pregnancy is different. Every birth is different. And so I'm really kind of excited to see what this one entitles, especially because we did find out that he is head down. Tyler was not head down at 36 weeks. She was breech. So he is head down. He is in the perfect position. I don't have too much amniotic fluids for him to not be able to, like, so he can't move again. And so, yeah. I'm excited to see what this one is like. I'm not looking forward to being induced if I have to be, but at the same time, I was looking at the numbers. Tyler's due date was September 9th, 2017. I was induced August 22nd, 2017. She was born August 24th, 2017, obviously. Mason's due date is February 9th. I might be getting induced January 22nd, and so I'm thinking he'll be born around January 23rd, January 24th. What is crazy is my brother's birthday is January 23rd. So, I think that if they share a birthday, it will be absolutely crazy that both my kids share a birthday with somebody in their family. Tyler shares a birthday with her aunt, and Mason might share a birthday with his uncle. I think that is totally crazy and super cool in a way. I'm sorry for them for having to share if it happens that way, but let fate be fate, I guess. But yeah, if not, and if he is born on the 24th, then you know how great it'll be just to, like, what are your kids' birthdays? Oh, August 24th and January 24th. Like, those are, that's super cool to be able to just have the 24 and then the months be different. But yeah, so we did find out that I might be getting induced, and so we are pretty much excited. I am doing a lot of walking to help get things on a move. I think we've pretty much gone on a walk every day besides one day, and yeah, so we are doing our best to just keep it going. We have everything ready. We are ready. The hospital bags are in the car. The beds are up. The dressers are filled with clothes. The bottles are up, even though we're not going to use them. The breast pump is ready to go. The storage bins for the breast milk is ready to go. Everything is ready. We're doing another thing for Tyler, that I don't want to talk about right now because she is around me, and I probably will talk about it later, and I will also post a picture of it on Instagram as soon as I have it all ready for her. But yeah, so that is actually everything I have now. I will be 37 weeks this Tuesday, so I'm hoping that I, this Tuesday on the 19th. So, again, thank you guys so much for listening, and I can't wait to talk to you guys again. Bye, guys. Can you say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Can you push the red button? Good job.